Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Thursday, January 2nd, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And well, I hope you all had a great New Year's Day. I hope you enjoyed your time off, got some rest and relaxation after what was hopefully a fun New Year's Eve for you guys. Crazy. It is already 2025. I saw something that we're just as close to 2050 as we are 2000, and that's pretty wild. It's also crazy. We're already 5 years away from 2020. That's crazy, too. But anyway, as always, craziness never leaves this Eagles team alone. And over the past few days, obviously, there's been a lot of discussion on what the Eagles should do this upcoming Sunday with Saquon Barkley and the starters, with him having a chance to set the single-season NFL record for rushing yards in a season. And we finally got our answer to that. Saquon will not be playing on Sunday. So we're going to talk about that a lot today. I'm going to play you some audio from Nick Sirianni, and I'm going to play you the full Saquon Barkley interview, or media session, I should say, that he did on Wednesday. I think it's important for you guys to hear all of it. Get his, you know, just, you can get a read on it. It's like when AJ talked a few weeks ago after the AJ and Jalen and Brandon Graham thing. I thought it was important you guys hear all of AJ. So I'm going to play that for you guys on the other side. But before we get to that, going to play Nick for you, going to talk about what Saquon said, and then we got some injury news for you guys. But as we always do, let's start the pod with what to keep an eye out for today. The Eagles will be back. Excuse me. The Eagles will be back on the practice field on Thursday at 2:15, a full practice. They ended up having just a walkthrough on Wednesday, so this will be their first true practice of the week. And with the starters not playing on Sunday, really not a huge deal with the practice. It'll be mostly backups taking all those reps, but we'll see who's out there and who's not. And then at 4:15, the locker room opens up. We did hear from Saquon today, but we didn't hear from Mailata, Landon Dickerson, AJ, Devontae. We haven't heard from any of the quarterbacks, really. Obviously not Jalen. So we'll be curious and interested to see who talks on Thursday. As for the injury report, so when Nick did speak on Wednesday prior to practice, he did say that Jalen was still in the concussion protocol, and that ended up being completely true because Jalen did not participate in practice on Wednesday. So it was a walkthrough, which means it is an estimation of what a practice would have been. So there's a long list of people that did not practice on Wednesday. So let's go through that quickly. Saquon Barkley, Mekhi Becton, AJ Brown, Landon Dickerson, Lane Johnson, Darius Slay, Josh Sweat, and Devontae Smith all didn't practice due to rest. So those are players that are healthy and they just didn't practice due to rest. And then Kenny Pickett did not practice due to a rib injury. Definitely something to keep an eye on. I would expect Tanner McKee to play all four quarters on Sunday. They're going to want to get him reps, but also there's just no point in rushing Kenny out there because you are going to want him to be healthy for the playoffs. Limited in practice, Zach Bond with rest, Reed Blankenship with rest, Jalen Carter with rest, Cooper DeJean with rest, Gardner Johnson with rest, Cam Jurgens with rest, Mylata, Quinyon, and Nolan Smith all rest. And then good news, N'Kobe Dean was a full participant despite his abdomen injury, and Bryce Huff was a full participant despite his wrist injury. So the big news here is that Jalen is still in concussion protocol. And look, I think the overarching thing is you hope that he's no longer dealing with any symptoms. You hope that he's doing okay. That's the overarching part. But the other thing is, with him not playing this week, I don't think it's a huge deal that he's still in concussion protocol. And again, with the whole, like, I hope that he's feeling okay. But he wasn't going to practice. He wasn't going to play. Sometimes teams will wait like a little longer to just try to get the guy through just to make sure he definitely will. And I think that chances are very good next Wednesday when the Eagles hold their first practice for their playoff game, Jalen Hurts will be a full participant. I'd be pretty surprised if he was not. So definitely not great. He's still in concussion protocol. You hope that he's feeling okay, like I said, not dealing with symptoms. But I wouldn't worry too much about him not being ready to go come playoff time. I think the only person on the roster currently, oh, and the other, I guess, news is Dallas Goedert, his practice window was opened. He's been on IR for the past four, or maybe even five games at this point. But he should be 100% for the playoffs. So it'll be good to get Goedert back for this offense. Really, the only player, maybe two players I would worry about for the playoffs would be Kenny Pickett with his rib injury. And again, he'll be the backup, but if Jalen were to go down, obviously he's important, so you know, you certainly want to monitor that one. And then N'Kobe Dean with the abdomen injury, just something to keep an eye on. Again, didn't play last week, full participant today. My guess is he won't play on Sunday, but you just hope that he's okay because he's had an awesome year and he's a really important part of that defense. So that's all the latest injury news. Jalen still in the concussion, Dallas Goedert back in practicing, and we'll get a better read on Thursday when the Eagles truly hold a practice where everybody is at. But the big news on Wednesday had nothing to do with injuries. It had to do with Saquon Barkley and the decision the Eagles had to make. So sometimes Nick can be a little cagey with this information, what he's going to do. He views this as a competitive advantage, but he came right out on Wednesday, sat down, first question from your boy, no big deal, and asked, are you going to play Saquon? And here's what Nick had to say.
Yeah, we're gonna rest some guys. I know we're locked into that number two seed, so we're gonna rest some guys. There are gonna be some guys that are resting. There are gonna be some guys that are in reserve roles. You can't obviously rest everybody with the schedule. With the roster. And so that's our plan moving in here forward.
Is Saquon gonna be one of them?
Yeah, he'll probably be somebody that rests.
How valuable will that be for those guys? They've been playing, the bye was early this year. They've been playing 12 straight.
Yeah, that definitely played into all the decisions here. Is our bye week being week five, very early bye week, and so it's very valuable to be able to be in this position to do that. Again, we want to use this week. This isn't our first time having to do this, and you know, we've had experience with this. So a lot of that went into, you know, planning all these things. We want to use this week to continue to get better. Whether they were playing in the game, whether we're not playing in the game, whether we're playing in a reserve role, whether we have a big opportunity ahead of us, we want to use this week to get better because of our goals moving forward.
So I guess not surprising. But man, is it disappointing. It would have been really cool to see Saquon get that. And we'll talk about that more in a minute. But Nick did go into a little more detail later on about kind of all the factors as to why he did this. And it was a result of like asking about Saquon specifically and maybe his conversation with him. And here's what Nick had to say when talking about that.
Yeah, again, not going to get into all that. I mean, obviously a lot plays into it. Obviously, it's a very special record that's been standing for a very long time by a great player. It's a team record. You know, it's a team record that everybody's involved in. So you weigh in all those things, but at the end of the day, you just try to do what's best for the team. Again, the bye, when the bye was, guys, how guys are feeling, the bumps and bruises we can take care of. We've put ourselves in a position to be able to, let's say, you know, be in this situation. And so, our goals, are to have success and to have a good, you know, play good the next game we play, not only New York, but whoever we play after that. And so, you know, we think that this plays into that. So it wasn't the easiest decision to go through, but, you know, we have great people in this building and had a lot of input from a lot of different people, players included. Howie and I discussed a bunch, position coaches and coordinators and I discussed a bunch. I discussed with players, and we have just selfless guys that, you know, want to do what's best for the football team, and, you know, getting some guys some rest, who've been grinding for the past, you know, what'd you say, 12 weeks. We thought was within the best interest of the team.
So after being down there on Wednesday, and I'm going to play the full Saquon interview for you guys on the other side of the ads. So, you know, make sure you stay and listen to that because I'm going to give my opinion, but then form your own based off listening to him. But what Saquon did say was that on Sunday, so after the game, it sounds like maybe he wasn't super like, let's go for it. Then he said he slept on it. It sounds like people talked to him, whether that be his family, the offensive linemen. And it sounds like when Nick talked to him on Monday that Saquon wanted to go for it and that Nick obviously decided. And then Nick, as he just said there, like he talked to a bunch of people, they decided not to. I'll say being at Saquon's locker when he talked, it's very clear to me, and this is my read on it, like Saquon wanted to go for it and the team said no. I think the offensive linemen wanted to go for it. Mailata, Landon, Cam. I don't have a read on where Becton was. I just don't talk to him as much. But Lane said earlier in the day on Wednesday that he would go for it if that's what the team wanted. All right, let me start from the beginning here. I have been back and forth on this a few times, as you guys know from listening to this pod. There have been days in prior weeks where I've said, you got to rest them. I understand it. And there's been days where I'm like, no, you got to go for it. In the past few days, I've pretty firmly planted myself in that they should go for it camp. And the reason was only kind of reinforced being at the NovaCare on Wednesday. Saquon is doing the right thing by saying he's all good with it. The offensive linemen are going to say they're all good with it. But man, I just know they wanted it so bad. And they worked so hard this season to get so close. And I know that there could be injuries. I get that. But there's so many different outcomes to how this season could go. It could end with them winning the Super Bowl, the ultimate outcome. It could end with them not winning the Super Bowl. It could end with them winning a playoff game, not winning a playoff game. It could end with somebody getting injured in a playoff game, them ending up completely healthy. But the one thing that's completely within their control, to an extent, I guess I should say, or no, it's completely in their control, is they could have gone for history. Like that they could decide. They could line up on Sunday and tried. Like, they could have tried to go for it. And I'm just disappointed they didn't. I know the players want it so bad. I think it's a historic record. And I don't think that it's going to age well not going for it. Because while I think the Eagles are one of the best teams in the NFL and all those things, the chances of them winning a Super Bowl are just slim. Like, every team's chances are slim. Even whoever you think the favorite is, that team's chances are like 15%. The chances of them getting this record on Sunday, if they would have played Saquon, are probably like 85%, if not higher. Like, if they went into that game with the objective of running for 101 yards for Saquon, he would have gotten 101 yards, barring injury. And again, I know that that's a risk. But the other thing that's really swayed me in the past few days, and maybe this shouldn't, curious if you guys agree, is watching the Detroit Lions say, yeah, we're going to go to San Francisco and we're going to win and we're going to play. And then you see the clip of Fred Warner before the game, like, you know, talking to the 49ers going, they came here to win, like, they're not going to win. Like, they, you know, they're wasting their time. And then watching the Lions during the game, in a game that meant nothing, like, celebrate after touchdowns, you know, Amon St. Brown, like, pretending after, you know, basically signaling after a touchdown, like, yeah, we're beating you guys. And then after the game, Dan Campbell's like, we don't rest, guys, and saying, yeah, I had to cross my fingers and hope no one got hurt. That's part of it, but that's a chance you take. And then Dan Campbell in the locker room talking to his players about how meaningful that was and what it means to watch these guys play hard and all. I just, feels like the Eagles passed up on that, man. Like, they could have gone out there and gotten Saquon his 101 yards. Everybody would have been so happy. The stadium would have been going crazy. The players would have been going crazy. It would have been a huge moment in NFL history. It's something they could have always etched their name in, that this team produced the single season rushing record. Saquon, it would have boosted his Hall of Fame chances. The offensive lineman, I mean, AJ talked about it, about like saying to his kid, he was a teammate of the all-time single season rush record and could have been broken next year. Yes, of course. But guess what? Like, someone's winning a Super Bowl next year too. So to have that moment, I think the team robbed the players of it, and it sucks. Like, I think these guys are going to ultimately regret and potentially be upset down the line that they didn't get a chance to do it. Like Saquon, and you'll hear when he talks about how his dad really wanted him to do it because how then like the Barkley name would be attached to it. And Saquon, and I'm paraphrasing here, said, you know, it would have been really cool to do it, and that he's a big history guy and all those things. Like, I just, with knowing how much they wanted it, and I know the risk is involved, and I know the ultimate thing's a Super Bowl, but that's the other thing that really bothered me over the past few days, that people constantly pulled the, like, well, they're such a selfless team that they're going to focus on the Super Bowl. Like, it's not selfish to want to make history. It's not only Saquon, like, hammering the table, being like, I want this for me. Like, that would be selfish. A lot of people in that building wanted it, and now that's not happening, and it's not... Doesn't just because they wanted the record doesn't mean they want the Super Bowl any less. You can any less. You can want multiple things. So it was just frustrating to me to hear people be like, what a selfless player this guy. Like, it's fine for him to want it. It's fine. Like, he said he wanted it. If it was up to Saquon, in my opinion, after listening to him, and you guys can listen and form your own opinion. In my opinion, if it was up to him, he'd be playing on Sunday. Does that make him selfish? No, it doesn't make him selfish. Not at all. It just means he is a pro athlete along with other pro athletes that have worked their entire lives at this to get a chance to do something nobody else has done before. That, like, that's what makes these guys great athletes. Like, the desire to constantly accomplish things and do more and push for things. So I hate the argument that this shows they're a selfless team with bigger goals. Like, yeah, they all want to win the Super Bowl, but that doesn't mean you can't go for the record. And I really, truly feel like even if they do win the Super Bowl, that I think they'll look back and wish that they would have gone for it. But especially if they don't. And the disappointing thing too is you hear Nick talk after games so much about, we're in this to do special stuff. We're not in this to win 10, 11 games. We're not, you know, winning divisions. Like, they've done all that, right? I love that message from him. But also, you just passed on the chance to do something incredibly special. Like Nick said earlier, you know, I'm very sensitive to how important of a record this is. Like, are you? Like, and I honestly, like, it probably wasn't solely his decision, but the talking out of both sides from everybody, right? Where it's like, I know it's a really important record, but we're completely not going to go for it, even though we have a chance to do it. Like, it's such a selfless team that they're going for this, but actually they did want to go for it. And, like, that's okay. But, like, we've taken that from them. It's just a disappointing outcome. That's the only way I can put it. I understand the logic of if they play, they could get hurt. I get all that. But you as fans, like, I heard a caller say this today. Like, he saved up a ton of money to buy tickets to this game. And look, it definitely sucks for him that none of the starters are going to play. But think about, like, everybody that's going to this game on Sunday, they could have had a chance to witness history. Eagles fans could have ended this season going, I got to watch Saquon Barkley set the single season rushing record. How many times do we have, you know, people older than me, like old people calling to WIP and talk about how cool it was watching things. And from back in the day, and I know Saquon will still be that. Like, we'll all remember Saquon's season, but this was a chance for history and they just passed on it. And it's just disappointing. I feel like Eagles fans deserved it. I feel like the offensive lineman deserved it. Stoutland deserved it. Saquon deserved it. Everyone deserved it. Nick deserved it. And to just pass on it, I think it's something they'll regret. I hope they don't. I hope they look back and go, we know we could have, like, but I think this is something they will regret. And it's not, you don't always have to be super cautious. You guys have listened to me on this pod, thankfully, for a long time. And I appreciate you guys listening. And every year in training camp, I go, don't play them in the preseason. Don't hit hard and trade. Like, it's not worth it. The risk there is not worth the reward. This reward was worth the risk. The Lions, I think, are better for having gone to San Francisco and done that. I think the Eagles messed this one up. I think they make a lot of good decisions. I think they're a franchise that has a good moral compass and makes decisions with a lot of the right reasoning. And then sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But I think their decision process is good. This one, I think they overthought it and I think they're going to regret it. And it's disappointing. So We will get into more now that this is gone, but that'll be for other pods. I'm sure we'll talk about on Go Birds Radio. The game means literally nothing, so we probably won't talk about the game very much. If you're still going, it'll still be fun to be there, but man, if you are going, I wish you could have had a chance to see history. So on the other side, we're going to play Saquon's full media session so you guys can hear it, but first, a word from our sponsors. All right, like I said, I wanted to play the full media session for you guys. I think Saquon was incredibly honest, which I really respect. He could have easily just gone up there and given a bunch of canned answers, but he was really honest. And I do think that he is ultimately like okay with the fact that they didn't go for it. But I do think it's something this team's going to regret. And I think you can hear in Saquon's voice a little bit like he wanted it. And they took it from him. So here is Saquon's media session with reporters.
So what was your reaction to finding out you're not going to play on Sunday?
Yeah, coach asked me, you know, what I like to do. We had a conversation, and, you know, he called me back, let me know that we're probably going to be resting. And my reaction was kind of like I told my family. Obviously, my family, you know, probably wanted a little bit more than me. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is winning football games and winning the playoffs. So I got a bigger goal in mind anyway.
What was your message to Nick when he did it?
I mean, he asked me if I wanted to play, if I want to go for it. I said on Sunday, you know, I probably didn't care too much for it. When I slept on it, it was like it was an opportunity to implant my name in football history. I may never get another opportunity like that again. So I'm down, but at the end of the day, like, I don't care for putting the team at risk. He's the head coach for a reason. He makes those decisions, and whatever decision he wanted to make, I let him know if you want me to play, I'm going to go out there and make sure I get it. And if we don't, I'm okay with that too.
Lane said he also talked to the linemen. What does it mean to you guys that your opinion mattered to Coach Sirianni?
Sorry about that. I already guessed, I suppose. It means a lot. And, you know, you're not caught off guard by it, because it's like that every game. He's a guy's open door policy. You can go in there and talk about anything. Sometimes he'll just call you randomly and just chop it up with you. And I think it's pretty cool that, you know, as bad as I wanted the record, the lineman wanted too. So that kind of what made me change my mindset on Monday too, because I know that, like I said, my name would be the one in there in the history books, but you know, they would be the O-line that would have done it for me.
Is there a part of you, or maybe for your family, that would have wanted it a little bit extra because it would have come against the Giants?
Yeah, it would have been special to do it against the Giants, but not for the reasons why, you know, how you guys probably perceive it to be. At the end of the day, like I always say, I got nothing but love and respect for those guys over there. There's a lot of trainers and coaches and strength guys over there that I put through hell. They help me out with my ACL, help me out with my injuries, and I wouldn't be able to be the player I am today without those guys over there too. So it kind of been like a full circle moment. But at the end of the day, it's not in God's plan. And like I said, I got bigger things in mind, and we get a chance to get a rest and get ready to roll for the playoffs.
I could have done a straight hand for you and just laid down and let you get it.
I'm not too familiar with that. I seen a clip the other day on ESPN that they were talking about that. I don't think if I did play this game, the New York Giants would, let me go out there and just run for 100 yards pretty easy.
How would you characterize your emotion right now? Is there some semblance of, like, disappointment?
No, it's not disappointment. Like, at the end of the day, like, I'll have a time, don't have time yet, but to be able to reflect on the season, and I've done a lot of great things so far this year, and I always hold myself, you know, to a standard. I can go back and pick 15 or 20 plays that if I would have done this or made this guy miss, that record would have been broken pretty easy. So it's no disappointment. I'm blessed to even be in a position to even have an opportunity to do that. Like I said, it's not in God's plan. So, but what is in God's plans is the opportunity to get ready for the playoffs and give myself, not only myself, but all the starters a little break so we can get in the playoffs healthy and go for a run.
How are you feeling at this point in the season, and how much is that break important right now?
I think it's important because, you know, we haven't had a bye since week five. Week five, so we've been going at it since then. Won 10 in a row, lost one and won another one. So it's like, I think the rest definitely is going to help rather than hurt us. But me personally, I feel great. If I had to go out there and get the record, I felt really good enough to do it too. But Yeah, I said made a joke to one of my boys at night that my body don't feel like I ran for 2,000 yards, so that's a good thing, and got to give a shout out to all the people that helped me feel like that also.
Can you talk about the outpouring since you've hit that 2,000 yards milestone, some of the messages maybe that you've received?
Yeah, I think the coolest ones to me is the guys who've done it and kind of welcomed me to the club. That means a lot, because a lot of those guys, you know, I grew up watching, or if I didn't get to actually watch them play as a kid, watching highlights and be able to watch all the YouTube highlights and try to resemble their game to mine. So, to me, that's probably been the coolest thing, rather than, you know, all the other people. But to get love and, you know, have a guy like Chris Johnson or, you know, Jamal Lewis and all those guys reach out meant a lot to me.
The message here is that...
No one's done it twice. Is there any...
I don't think Derrick Granner could do it.
He needs 200 plus.
Yeah, 200 plus this week. 217. I'm not gonna lie, I knew that number. I talked to him today. He was telling me, like, seeing if I was gonna get it. And obviously, the news came out that I'm sitting, and I kind of told him, you know, you could do something special too. Be the first one to do it twice. And yeah, you never know. But that's life. I don't know what's gonna happen tomorrow. I can't guarantee anything. But my mindset is to finish the season off strong and try to accomplish what we want to accomplish as a team. And at the same time, the way I believe in myself, and if I continue to have faith in God and continue to have the same work ethic, why not? Why can't I be the first person to do that? Or why can't I be in the same position I am next year? So this year, it's not in the plan. So we move on and we get ready for the playoffs.
So, like, well, I'm curious what your perspective is now on this, because, you know, someone who's appreciated history, the running backs have done it, the numbers that, you know, you'll look back and see your name on. There's some other players, you know, sometimes buried, wasn't in at the end, or, you know, other records. Does it change kind of how you think about how history shows those names in order, and, like, not having a chance to, add to the number?
Even before I ever got in this position, I always looked at it different. Like Eric Dixon, I gotta make sure what I say is not like throwing a shot at him, but Eric Dixon has a record. You can't take nothing away from him with that. It's amazing. I think the two most impressive ones would be OJ, because the amount of games he did it in is 14, and then Barry, the amount of carries he did it in like 335. It was cool for me that knowing how close I was and to be able to do the research again, even though I have done it before, and be able to go and watch Adrian Peterson do it on YouTube. And I would watch it as a kid, and then I watched Barry do it on YouTube against the Jets. So I was able to go back down memory lane that I guess I wasn't even old enough for, I guess you could say. But your perspective definitely does change on it. But I think it's just cool to even be mentioned with those guys.
Do you have any idea what the record is if you include the playoffs?
I actually know that. Terrell Davis. It's Terrell Davis, 24-50-something, 60-something.
So you can still go get that.
Exactly. That matters the most. And that's how I look at it. That's how I kind of been telling my family is, like, we didn't come here, and I signed here to break Eric Dixon's record. We came in to win the Super Bowl. And I think everyone knows that. That's our goal and what we want to accomplish.
Is there a point in this season, though, where his number started to really come into focus for you? You thought, I can really do this? I can really get this?
I'd say probably after the Rams game. I don't know if it was the Rams game or whenever I hit 1,000. I was like, there's definitely a chance. It's a possibility, especially with playing 17 games. It is what it is.
What would it mean to you to hold just being the rushing champion just this year?
I got to be careful what I say, because Derek still can get that. You know what I mean?
He's 222.
He's a special player, and you can't count him out on anything. But it would mean a lot, I think, not only for myself but for the offensive line, but when you look at the history of the position, you know, all the greats have at least one or two. So I want to be one of those greats, so I would love to have one under my belt. But at the end of the day, you know, if Derek go out there and gets 230, I'm not going to be upset. I'll probably be the first one to congratulate him. And I think it would be pretty cool that, you know, in my lifetime, I'll be able to watch or play against somebody that was able to do it twice.
Is there somebody in your family who did take it the hardest?
My father.
Yeah? What was his reaction?
He tried to act like he didn't, but he called me yesterday, say Happy New Year's, check up on me. But he definitely wanted me to play. You know, selfishly for him, you got to think about it. For however long, whether it would take a year if I would have broke it, or for someone to break it, or another 40, 50 years, our last name would have been attached to that. So I see it from that side too, but at the end of the day, the most important thing is winning football games, and he's the one that raised me to kind of be all about the team too. So he can have his little selfish moment, but he'll get over it.
How'd you console him?
I just told him, I was like, yeah, it's not happening. We'll move on.
The message, there were four games where you didn't play really at all in the fourth quarter. I mean, you kind of felt like you probably would have the record right now.
Yeah, I think you know, my viral "Let the young boys eat" kind of came back to bite me. You know what? But no, I wouldn't change that. Yeah, there's some game, but I, like I said, that's not, you don't go out there and even, you know, the next opportunity I have, I'm not going to go out there and be like, the goal is to break the record. You go out there, you play the game for the right reasons, and go out there to win, have fun, and also enjoy seeing your other, your guys go out there eat too. So yeah, I don't. Obviously, I just made a joke about it, but I don't really, I wouldn't change that for anything.
The message here is that the that there's something bigger than the record for this team.
Yeah.
Do you need to win the Super Bowl for you to feel maybe a little bit better about all this when you look back on it?
No, I don't. I mean, like, my mindset is, you know, obviously whoever we play in the playoffs first, win there and go on and go on. But say we talking crazy and that doesn't happen, I'm not gonna look back on it and be like, damn, since we didn't even do that, like, I should have had an opportunity. Like, you know, I wanted to do it, but once I found out that we're not, like, I was just like, okay, kind of made it easier for me because it's not my decision, it's coach's decision, and I'm glad that I didn't have to make that decision. Because say if you go out there for selfish reason and something negative happens, and I'm the one that's, you know, out there trying to get the offensive line to go play and beat a record for me, sounds crazy. I'm just happy that I didn't have to make that decision. Nick made it pretty easy on me, and you know, I'm truly at peace at it.
In camp, you gave a press conference talking about how you want to be great and you're chasing being great. And in that press conference, you spoke about how Emmitt Smith has the all-time record, but Barry Sanders is the best at X, and you kind of went through it all. And so as you think about that, have you kind of, I guess, considered how your season's viewed in the context of being great in the NFL?
No. I think, you know, when you're done playing or maybe in the offseason, I'll reflect on it. I am well aware of, you know, the great things we have accomplished so far this season. But, yeah, I haven't really allowed my mind to travel down that way. But, you know, I do know something that will add to it is going out there in the playoffs and getting the job done. So I look forward to that. And whoever it is, well, first I'm going to go out there and make sure that I support my teammates and, you know, try to be the eyes and ears for Kenny and Will and those guys on Sundays to get a win, because we can still go out there and win 14 games and do something that this franchise only ever done twice. And then after that, move right on to the next week and, you know, continue to try to improve on the great season that we've had so far.
So we will be having Go Birds Radio this Saturday. Can't wait to talk to you guys. And I can't wait to hear what you guys think of this. After hearing Saquon, after thinking about it for a few more days, I was texting someone, I forget who it was, saying I think this is like the best WIP discussion we've had in a really long time, non-quarterback related. Just it touches everything. And I'm excited to hear what you guys think about it. I'm excited to talk to you guys about it. Man, it's disappointing. Would have been fun. Like James says, sports are meant to be fun. I think this was overthought, and it would have been cool to see. So, all right, I will talk to you guys on the other side. Not on their side, because it's the end of the pod, but I'll talk to you guys later. As always, he's Elliot, I'm James. Talk to you guys later.